realms of Senith.
That was Jesus. Not me.
Alita, wow.
I think we just took out a golem. Is that where we stopped?
Yep. All right. Do you have dark vision on Wily?
That is a good question. Beecher's tricks. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to leave it at 30 feet for a torch, right? That's 30 feet, right? I don't know.
I'm holding on to Grungar's shoulder. Hey, man, just lead me through this, will you?
You are still in this weird place. Portal's still over here, kind of shimmering, spinning around.
There's still an open space out that door behind us.
Yeah, that just opens the space. But I think you shut that door, so.
So, yeah, I don't remember if we were up to anything other than just navigating.
Yeah, just go check out the next area, I guess. Is there anything below us? Just like maybe that's just a wall. You know, is that just a wall too? Are those stairs or?
Yeah, right here. That would be stairs. Yep.
Okay. I want to go down the stairs. Well, maybe I should do like a look for traps or something.
Investigation. If you're gonna check the stairs right there.
Okay. 12.
No, it seems fine.
What do you think, Maeve?
Should I roll another one or just add to hers?
Well, I'll let you decide on that.
Mine is 12 total.
We're in total agreement about it being fine.
These stairs look great and safe and they're wonderful. Let's go.
Roll for both of you, dexterity saves.
We're not too observant, are we?
Uh-oh.
Unless either one of you has a perception check over 16 passive.
Mine is 16 even passive.
Scratch the whole deck saves then. Oh. You see some nozzles on the sides of the stairs.
Oh, so I was using the wrong skill is what you're saying.
Okay, some nozzles.
Do we see like the source or the trigger of whatever comes through the nozzles?
You're not sure. You just see nozzles on the stairs and they don't look good.
Oh.
I've seen better nozzles, man.
So I guess my next question is, so these stairs go down. Where does this pathway over there go to? Can we like just go around the stairs?
Yeah, go ahead.
That sounds ominous.
It does. I guess we can go investigate over here.
Yeah, I'm going to check for, I don't know, fuckery for a 17.
What are you checking? Just the floor or?
Or I'm not sure what we're standing in front of, if it's a column or a wall, but I'm looking for like normal things like traps, but like what do those nozzles do? Where do they lead to?
They just go into the stairs here. They like come out from, I think they're called the risers, the things in the back of the stairs.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm checking for is if we go this way, is there more fuckery this way?
You don't notice anything, no. Like here, I'm assuming? You're like looking here?
Yeah, there and around the corner.
Yeah, that all seems fine. But you're pretty sure this connects. Like you could definitely see it through here. I should kind of describe this right here is raised up a bit where you kind of had to climb about half a person's width to get up there to this stairs. It looks like on the ceiling, there was a place where these stairs kept going up.
Oh.
And the stairs have been broken down. So these aren't just stairs into the next room per se. It was kind of like you had to climb. Or, I mean, originally they went somewhere else other than just around the corner.
Gotcha.
Sorry, that was a super long description there, but there you go.
So if I'm understanding correctly, they don't actually lead us anywhere currently?
Currently, no. It's broken. There's like a hole in the ceiling that looks like it's caved in.
Hmm.
All right. Well, I guess we'll be brave and go around this corner and proceed to die.
So around this corner, you don't see anything strange. Or I guess you see a lot of things that are strange, but nothing that looks like it's going to immediately kill you.
I can deal with that. Do I need a new investigation or can I keep going?
You can keep going. You can give me a roll for things coming up automatically.
Okay.
That way we're not just sitting here rolling constantly.
Do I need to roll investigation still for that?
Mm-hmm. Investigation check and a perception check.
How many?
One of each.
Ooh. Well, I just got a nat 20.
On which check?
I don't know. I guess investigation. Okay. The one you said first.
So that's a 20 for you total?
Well, yeah, because I have a +0 on investigation, but I mean, nat 20 should be. Oh, well, my perception, on the other hand, is 6.
Got it.
So my investigation is 17 and my perception is 24.
Got it. Is Wily going to look about or just follow?
Yeah, I'll look to what I can see. Perception, I can roll that. Maybe not. I got a 12.
Okay.
I got a plus eight on that roll too.
Damn.
I rolled a four. I got a nat 20 in investigation though.
Got a sleuthing going on.
Is that a 20 total as well for you?
Yeah, I got a plus zero.
Okay. All right, proceed. I'm going to assume you are all just looking around.
I'm doing that thing where my head's just like looking up and I'm like, whoa. Just kidding.
I like how you're all creeping around.
I'm trying to figure out where the things that come out of the stairs are going to start shooting at us.
Being stealthy, right?
So I never did figure out how to, you know, disable the stair columns or whatever.
Like, I'm not sure what these things over here are. Is that stuff to check out?
Old pottery. This right here is actually a pottery wheel.
No, there's something over there. Scene.
Sorry, say again.
There's something over there? Oh.
There's a ghost making pottery.
What do you see, George?
I like that you're pushing him forward in front of you. Pottery wheel's right here. There's a chamber pot just outside of your vision, but Maeve can see it.
Homemade?
Yeah, it just looks like it's a hole in a floor.
Hopefully we can't smell it.
I heard this story once where if you sing a melody that's unchained while we make pottery on that pottery wheel, we might get to talk to some ghosts. I'm going to try that. I'm going to go get some of the clay golem.
Dexterity saving throw.
Shit.
Oh no, you went up the stairs.
Okay.
Useless stairs to nowhere.
I got a 13.
Okay. I don't know if I should be a dick and roll it, but you seem pretty excited about the pottery.
Yeah, roll it.
Let's roll a intelligence check. DC 15. Do it?
I'm not. I got a belt that protects me from poison a bit.
25 fire damage as
huge.
Whoa,
that's not poison.
Flames. No.
Yikes.
Hey, ow. It's a little chilly anyway.
24. You weren't ready to put that in the kiln yet.
Ow.
You got to make the pot first.
That's what you call exfoliation. It doesn't hurt that bad, George. Hush. Grab some of this clay.
Oh, fuck. You had him with you.
Well, he stuck to me.
Maybe he shielded you.
Or maybe he didn't follow me because he knows of the things.
Well, he was told to follow you closely.
Would he follow me through the jets that everybody was talking about?
He's watching you while you're not watching where you're going. I love it, though, because we were so carefully coming around the corner inch by inch, like, watch out for those jets. I don't know what's going to trigger them. And then you're like, oh, pots. And you're
let's recreate this play I saw. So I'm going to grab the pottery or the clay from the clay golem.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to come back down.
Maybe not the stairs this time.
George is trying to detach.
Abort.
Oh, yeah, maybe we shouldn't go that way.
George is happy.
Okay. All right. Start making the pottery, George.
You don't even know how.
Okay, I'll do the pottery. I'm usually the big spoon is all I'm saying.
That's not Unchained Melody.
That is some pretty sweet pottery music, man.
So George and you start making pottery. He's spinning the wheel for you. Yeah. Oh my God. What am I doing? I was about to describe like this weird ass scene. Go ahead and roll a d20. Add into it your dexterity. Do you have any tool proficiencies that would...
I can play a yarting.
That's not going to help, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. But my hands are dexterous because I'm playing the yarting, right? I also am proficient with an herbalism kit. Does that help?
Yeah. Go ahead and add that proficiency. I don't know why.
Don't know why? All right, me either. But let's do this,
it's
I guess.
It's because of all of your experience with the mortar and pestle.
I do have experience with that. So I will roll this. I got a 2 plus the 3 is 5.
Shit. Make something very phallic out of the clay. Good job.
I crush it. That's not what I was trying to make, George. I promise.
I was inspired by how close he was getting to you.
I think we locked eyes a little too much.
I'm not turned on. You're turned on.
So I'm just curious. Are the fire traps, are they like what they were using to as a kiln to cure the clay?
No, probably not.
But that's a good idea. Let me try again.
Just run through there with your dick pot.
No, I'm making a new pot. I already crushed it.
Yeah, go ahead and make another one.
Roll the one.
You know what's the best part of this, though, is that he ran through the fire for the clay, and I picked up a few pieces of it last time. So oh, I'm like standing over here with clay just laughing at him.
You could have told me. Well, I make a penis. It's a 3 total.
All right. Well, it's time to fire it up in the kiln.
All right. I start walking over here. George, you should stay behind.
Maybe you could just throw it.
Where are these jets? Like right where I'm at?
Yeah, you can make them happen.
Well, I want to set the pot down.
Mm-hmm.
You said I can make it happen with a dick?
He says, yeah, go ahead and roll a dexterity check. He's fighting with the cat.
Okay. I got an 18 on that roll.
All right, you manage to set up the trap without getting hit by it, and you're burning the clay right now. It might take a while.
We'll come back later.
Yeah, I'll be here.
No, I meant leave the clay. Come with us.
Oh, okay. Man, it's hot over there. Do I smell like bacon?
A little bit.
Come on, George.
Okay, so George, do I still have a roll for this area? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that like a chapel?
I don't know. Is Grungar like in the wall right now?
No. This is just, there's like weird hieroglyphs on the floor.
Oh, okay. Should we try and read them?
Is it a known language?
You can recognize a few dwarvish symbols, but for the most part, they don't make much sense. Grungar kind of sighs and he says, we just need a wizard to figure this one out.
Well, we got a cleric and a druid.
I know some magic.
Oh, well, somebody's here. Let me step out of your way.
What do we want to know?
What is the meaning of life?
23.
What?
23.
Oh. Isn't that 43?
Is it 43?
I thought it was 42. It's the amount of your health.
Oh, this is some great conversation, man. I'm glad I came. George, what's the meaning of life?
Hell if I know.
Clay penis pots. All right, so I take it we don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Are you like doing magic, Miley? Or were you just like, yeah, I know some magic?
Yeah, I was just letting people know. They said they wanted a wizard. I mean, I'm not a wizard, but I know some magic. Like, I do know some magic.
Okay.
I'm not a wizard, you know.
Grungar says, are you able to comprehend this language?
If these hieroglyphics were a squirrel, I could speak with it.
I think I brought the wrong boyfriend.
Wait, he's your boyfriend?
I'm just teasing, because I had the Dwarven Scholar following me around for a while there, too.
Oh, you're talking about George.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about Wiley. Sorry for the confusion.
I mean, I'm a researcher, too, but I'm not sure if that actually helps with anything.
I just assume because it's Dwarvish that a dwarf might know dwarf things.
Right.
But that might be racist. I don't know.
Not all dwarves know each other, you know what I mean? Is it in Giant?
It is not in Giant.
Is it in Sylvan?
No.
Then I don't know it.
How about Minotaur?
No, it's not Minotaur.
Who speaks Minotaur?
I do.
How do you say, I don't know these hieroglyphics in Minotaur?
There you go.
That's interesting. I didn't realize it was moo, 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 moo. let's see.
Does this wall appear to do anything or it just says things?
It just says things.
Hey, okay. Amir, do you know what these say?
It's not on Goblin, no. He says, no, I'm learning to be a cleric.
Is Philip teaching you?
You hear something click very loudly and then like a clamping sound happen from off in this direction.
Somebody turn off the garbage matches on the detention level.
I want to, like, creep to peek around that corner. Like, right here, peek around.
Okay. After a short bit, you hear that door open.
The space door?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
We should just kick whatever it is back out the door.
How is my pot? Is it done?
Yeah.
I'll give it to George and say, hey, George, you should give it to her, man. She'll like it.
Did you mold it in his likeness?
We don't talk about that evening. It's just a phallic vase.
Okay.
You put flowers in it.
Is that what we're calling it now?
It's a vase.
I get a feeling that Wiley and George are about to open the first sex shop in this area.
I'd make you some flowers, but I don't know that cantrip.
Maeve, you hear people walking towards you, towards this portal area from around that corner. Sounds hide. Perhaps like three or four of them.
I'm going to like motion to my companions that we need to like brace for an encounter.
Oh, I have an idea. I'll stay.
Lure them down the stairs.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay, so you're just waiting until you can see them?
Yeah.
All right. The first person you can see coming out of the darkness looks like a human, but instead of a head and like a neck that goes to a head, there's just like, looks like a fleshy tube. Like their neck was squished into, how do you say, like a funnel? And that's all there is. And they're just walking and they don't seem to be looking in your direction.
How would they be?
Whoa, funnel dude.
How would they be?
I call out, hey, funnel dude.
He's really trying to lure him downstairs.
I don't think he has any ears either.
We didn't listen, man.
So he just like passed by, didn't even care.
Passed by, seemed to be ignoring you. And it wasn't just the one. It was like three or four of them that just walked by.
Should and we then follow them?
The door shut again.
I guess let's follow the funnel dudes.
That was weird, man.
They didn't even care that you were over here.
Like, it's just rude to ignore somebody, you know? Like, you'd think they at least just say hi.
But with what face?
Fair. Yeah, that's... I don't... Fair.
I mean, I guess he kind of flapped his funnel in our direction.
Flapping funnels.
What else has he got, you know?
Anything yet?
That's so funny, man. It's so funny.
At what point do we need more rolls?
Go ahead and roll some more.
How do you roll some more?
Investigation and perception checks.
Okay, thank you.
I like to bite this more.
So I got a 22 and a 23.
I got a 22 perception and a 10 investigation.
What did Alita get?
Okay, 13 perception. And then I totally forgot what I rolled for investigation before that. Dang. Okay, well, I guess it's another 10.
Okay. All right, Maeve, you notice there's a lever on the wall here that's just built into the wall.
Okay. I'm going to be on the lookout for what that lever potentially does.
What else are we doing?
I want to try to figure out what the lever does.
Do you think it's a release? While you're looking around, investigating it, you see that there's, it looks like a trap door built into the ceiling. You would think that that opens that ceiling door.
Where's the trapped ceiling?
It's right here.
So I probably shouldn't pull the lever and let whatever fall on everybody's head.
Oh, we're all standing there. So I guess it's not the lever for the space door, though.
That's not Maeve's guess, anyways.
Is there anything over here?
Nope, it's pretty barren, other than hieroglyphs on the floor again.
I feel like these mean something.
Didn't seem to mean anything to the funnel guys.
Hmm.
Can I jam this up so that the trapdoor doesn't function anymore?
On the ceiling?
Just the lever, so that it can't be pulled.
You'd have to describe how it's like built into the wall, so removing it at all should trigger it.
Fair enough.
Hmm.
Well, I'm not going to play with it because for all we know, it releases like fire on our heads or something. Is that more stairs off to the right?
Yes.
I want to look real close and make sure it doesn't have the riser jets again. Does it seem safe?
Seems to be.
Those stairs up there look suspicious. Is that a room that we've been in before where Alita is?
No.
Can we go in there?
This looks like a kitchen.
What do funnel heads eat? I'm thinking ants, maybe.
Oh, like ant eaters?
Yeah, I mean, I ate ants once in the Feywild. They were not good.
Is there any more sign of those funnel heads, or does it just look like they just passed through?
Looks like they passed through.
Because we haven't run into them or anything.
I'm picturing the funnel tip up, right? Going into like a point. Is it that way or is it the other way?
It's that way.
Okay. Yeah. It's like they have a tube on their head, right? On the top?
Yeah, but it looks like it's their neck was stretched into a tube.
It's so weird, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at some point we're going to need a picture of this.
What does the tube look like, man? Do you think, like, I don't know. I don't even know, man.
Well, to be fair, Wiley hasn't seen them yet.
I didn't. I was calling out to him.
You were calling out to him because you heard him walk by, but your vision didn't include them.
Oh.
Can I
tell me again what they look like?
Funnel heads, duh.
That's so weird. I thought I saw them in like my dreams once, but I didn't.
What were you saying, Alita?
Could Amir and I like cook something to help Wiley and George's health or something? Or maybe just hand them some health potions or...
Wait, that's Maeve, not Grungar.
I mean, we all look the same.
Half-orcs. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could. You could take a short rest here.
Or you could cook a potion into a snack.
What's in these brownies?
Sounds like we're on a ship.
Oh, like a galley kitchen.
The Funnelhead Navy. Or Space Couture's.
Did he say something about it seeming like we were deep underground with all the sandstone, like, carved out?
I think we might have assumed that, but he did say that it seemed like the sandstone, you know, like it was like desert sand or whatever, but I don't actually remember there being a comment about us being deep underground, or did you say that?
I don't remember saying that specifically, but if I did say that, that was not incorrect. There is a lot of double negatives there, so I will just say that was correct, that you do seem to be underground.
Then why does it sound like a ship?
When you got close to those white stairs on the north there, you could hear this humming sound coming from that area.
Maybe it's the drill.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about the drill. So are we doing the short rest for them to heal up?
Yeah.
George, take a breather. Take a load off.
He's going to go over here and help Amir with cooking then.
He doesn't understand the word rest, apparently.
It's relaxing to cook, I guess.
Wiley can eat some dice, too. Is he still here or is he napping?
16 hit points.
I think he was rolling his stuff.
There, that looks better.
I was told never to eat all my hit dice in one sitting.
All right, so I guess let's go check out the humming as long as snack time is over. What do we make? Special brownies?
I don't know. I guess. He's
like, what do you mean you don't know? You're the main cook.
Dang, Grungar, go ahead if you need to.
He and Philip are just on it. Hope you look before you leap.
Jets of fire come out and singe all the stair.
Yeah, there's no jets of fire on the stairs, but there's those funnel heads laying in their beds up here with, like, weird things coming out of them.
What does that mean?
Out of the tubes on their heads, they're, like, connected to something.
Did we want to disconnect them?
Well, I've never seen one, so let's take a look.
Boom. Is that how they're using people to power this thing?
Where are the funnel heads?
To the left. You're almost to one that's laying down in the bed here.
Ooh.
So, yeah, now you see the funnel head for the first time, I suppose. There's an arcane drill over here. And, yeah, as you said, there's, like, something that's coming out of the wall here that it seems to have connected to the top of its funnel head.
What do you think, George? Let's disconnect it.
Amir, should we go disconnect the guy over here? This could go badly.
I try to pull it apart.
Go ahead and roll a strength check, the both of you, if you're disconnecting.
Okay.
I got a 17 plus zero.
What is strength? Oh, there it is. Oh, minus one. Dang. Okay, well, 18.
17 and 18. All right, when you go to disconnect the first one, Wiley, its arm reaches up and tries to stop you, but you manage to pull it off anyway. Same with you, Alita. You manage to fight through their grapple and disconnect them from the machine. You'll need to roll initiatives.
So these funnel guys seem to be, like, willingly complying with whatever this is, so they're probably not, like, humans we can save.
Oops, I think I overwrote Wiley.
No, I did. Did you write 15 on it?
I might have.
Oh, I think I added whatever. 155.
Your initiative? Yep. Dang, I got a 4.
I'm super fast.
You're slacking.
I mean, that's my movement speed bonus as a druid in Diablo. Does that count? 155?
So my initiative is 5.
Wow. What was Alita's?
Said 4. 7?
4.
4.
It was 7 marked. That's why I said 7. Okay, let me name these guys. Looks like you're actually up first, Wiley.
Ha-ha! I don't know what to do.
You see, it's reaching for a weapon right next to you.
Oh, well, that's not nice.
Just smack him and be like, behave.
Wasn't George over there? Maybe George could grab the weapon. Isn't that his job? Holding weapons.
He's the squire.
So I'm going to grow claws and take a swipe at him. Does a 17 hit him?
Yes, it does.
My claws swipe him for 16 acid damage.
Whoa.
My claws turn to normal.
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Grungar, you see him come out of the darkness and jump over that half wall there and roll over, and he's going to take a swing at this guy. Misses with the first hit, I think. No, that might actually be a hit. Yeah, 2 hits. That might be the wrong die. What's a great sword that's great axe? It's a D12?
Or is it 2D6?
I think that's great sword. Oh, it was right there again.
It is a D12. Okay. A great axe? Yeah, D12.
Okay, that's his turn. Who was next up? Funnelheads. All right, it's going to take an attack with its weapon at Wiley. Nat 20. That's
surprisingly strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, Brant. Don't hurt my yartling, though. Or yarting.
18 damage to Wiley.
18 damage.
Slashing damage. All right, the other one I think is on Alita. Oh, that was almost another 20. All right, Philip. Maeve, go ahead.
So you said these are like pony walls. How high up are they? Can I shoot over? Or do I have to go in and...
You can shoot over them. They're like half walls that were sitting here.
Yeah, I was picturing like pony walls, like up at the top of a staircase landing or whatever. Yeah, half walls basically. Oh no, I rolled a 1. And I don't know what I should do with my bonus action. With these walls coming all the way around, I'd have to like hop the wall to get across, right?
Sorry, which one?
Like either of these little cubicles that have the bedroom area. The walls come all the way around and you have to hop the wall to get across, right?
Yeah. There's a step up here, like where Alita is. Or I'm sorry, not. Yeah, where Alita is. And here.
I'll just stay where I am, actually. Like, maybe crouch down. Am I surrounded by walls also, or is it something else?
These are not walls that you're surrounded by. They're just stuff on the floor.
Oh, well, then I
like, it's a little bit raised. It's not like a wall.
Hey, when we unplugged them, did it make any difference in the arcane drill?
Not that you could tell immediately, anyway.
Okay.
We're probably not the only ones powering it.
Yeah.
It is your turn, though, Alita, if Maeve is done.
I think so. I'll just stay here.
All right. Ooh, okay. So I just roll a 20.
Wow. Like, on a die? That's a crit.
Yeah. So it's getting really annoying not being able to put that weapon on here. D10 plus 3. Which one of these is a 10 dice? Here it is. I don't ever use that one. You think that's plus 5, like the spear is?
To the damage? Should be the same. Mm-hmm. It's a vicious spear.
Okay, so 13 damage.
Is that with your crit damage?
I don't know. What does the crit damage do?
You just roll the dice twice and add them together.
Oh, well, 18.
Okay.
No, wait. Is the 0 supposed to be the 10? Or is it supposed to be a 0? Yeah.
10.
It's a 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then 28.
Okay. That was one attack resolved, right?
Oh, yeah. Now I can do it again. Okay, 26.
That's definitely a hit.
7. 10. I gotta add that 3. Okay, 10.
Is it all your attacks?
Oh, I guess I should be trying to do something else. I think I'm on the wrong page or something. Where is everything? Okay, so I'll do the one unarmed strike as a bonus, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, 20.
It's a hit.
9.
Okay, so you shredded that guy. Anything else on your turn?
I guess not.
This background sound is like soothing and relaxing and lulling me strangely. Apparently, this is what I should be playing when I'm trying to sleep.
It's a miss, I think, on his. And a nat one's also a miss. So that's 2 misses on Grungar. Who's next? I think it was Wiley next.
It's hurting.
Oh, I forgot to heal you on Philip. And you ran over there for...
Oh, to heal me?
Yeah. 22 hit points for you.
Wow.
Feeling better?
A little bit.
And another 6. So 28.
Wow. Maybe I won't use the wild shape.
Oh, you were wild shaped.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I said maybe I won't use the wild shape.
Okay.
I'm just going to swipe at it. That is a 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
And that is 15 points of acid damage.
Jeez.
That's my one cantrip that does damage. That is my turn.
Okay, it's its turn. It's holding a greatsword in one hand, puts it to the side of him, and he reaches up with his other hand to the funnel on his head or on his shoulders, directs it towards you, and he lets out like a breath.
Ew.
15-foot Ew. Cone. Philip Dredd, Grungar, and Wiley need to make constitution saving throws. DC 15.
I got a 19.
That's good.
Is it poison?
It is not poison.
Damn.
All right, everybody made it. You're in the paladin aura as well, so this is a lot, or it could have been. Take 10 necrotic damage if you've made your save. Which everybody did.
Philip just gave me them hit points, you dick.
One by Alita does the same thing, so Alita and Amir need to make saving throws.
Not humans anymore, are they?
Kind of. Amir did not make it.
Oof. No, Amir. I can't see it.
So I just rolled a nat 1.
Oof. What's your con? Does it happen to be 14 or so?
The plus or the number under it?
The plus. Your
it's
modifier.
It's plus 2.
So you got a 3.
I do have defense against necrotic, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to be useful. I think you take half of this. You'll take 12 damage. I feel like I'm acting a bit slow here.
It's the sound plus the hypnotizing pattern that keeps spinning.
13 to hit is a hit with his roll plus 8, so 12 damage.
12 points of damage. Go, Dread.
He hops up here, has height advantage. Yeah. Maeve.
I'm gonna shoot the one by Wiley. Hey, 19 is almost the opposite of the one that I got last time.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That's without adding my bonus. So these days, I'm doing 1d8 plus 46 sneak attack. So it's 15 total plus 5, so 20 damage.
20 damage. Okay, he has 3 hit points left.
Unless there's something for me to hide behind, and it's my turn.
Okay, Alita.
All right. Okay, 16.
That's what you need.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Wrong dice. Okay, 7.
7 damage?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. 10. I keep forgetting to add the thing. Okay.
10 points of damage.
Oh, got her on.
11 probably did not hit, so... But since I did manage a melee attack, let's do the stunning strike. He needs a con saving throw of DC 14, or he's stunned until the end of my next turn.
He is stunned.
She punched him right in the funnel.
I don't know why that took me a minute, though. Right in the funnel. All right. So is that all of your turn, or do you still have more stuff?
That's it.
Your bonus attack. That's what you still have.
Oh. Oh, I guess that wasn't my bonus. Okay. So if I do... Let's see here. If I did a flurry of blows, could I then also do, like, the open hand technique after it? Or is that too many things?
I am not sure.
You can add stuff to your flurry, I believe, but you have to spend the key points to do it. Like, you're trying to do, like, the pushing and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'd either be pushing or falling prone. Since he's already stunned, like, maybe I don't really need to bother with that anyways.
Because you got to spend one key point to do the flurry.
Yeah, I'd have to spend one to do those. So I'll probably just do an unarmed strike because I don't have to spend a key point for that. Okay, so 20, that hits.
Mm-hmm.
8 damage.
Okay, so with your 3?
That one doesn't add 3 because it's just the unarmed strike. Does that make sense? It's the plus 3, yes, that goes with it, but then
Marshall
the
something?
Astral Spire is a plus 3 legendary spear, so it's got that extra plus 3, right? So that's what I kept forgetting to add. Is that right?
Isn't I think
how
so,
that
yeah.
Works? Okay.
Yeah, when you're using that one. So I got you. I got you. And then you're like kicking him or punching him or something to the side on the unarmed strike.
All right. So I just looked up the open hand thing. So if you do your flurry, you get to do one of those if you hit. You don't have to spend any extra stuff. So if you do your flurry of blows, they can succeed on a dexterity saving throw or a strength to be pushed, or they can't take reactions with those hits. If you hit them with that.
Oh, so if I used a key point just to do the flurry of blows, I wouldn't have to use another key point to do the... Oh, that's nice.
If you hit them, you just get to either knock them prone if they don't make their save, push them back 15 feet, or make them not be able to take reactions. I imagine that's just like, you know, pressure points or some monk bullshit.
Okay.
That's a miss on Amir's part.
No, Amir.
Grungar, first attack. Nat 1. Why? Why?
That's not how you do it.
He has to have like a plus 8, right? Yeah, so he still hits anyway. I think I did one of his attacks wrong because of that. Oh, shit. 12, so max damage to this guy. Grungar kills this one. You see that green goo coming out of him. I don't know if Wily's familiar with it, but Grungar definitely is. He says, oh, is that necrotic crap? However, it starts hissing, and you see like a little flame spark on it, and Grungar says, uh-oh. Wily and Grungar need to make strength saving throws as this thing explodes.
Cheat.
DC is 18. Grungar makes it.
I got a 15 plus 0.
3 or 4, actually, from the paladin.
I make it.
Yeah, you make it. you managed to not get thrown back many, many feet.
What about Philip?
Philip gets thrown against the wall.
Oh.
Pretty sure. Yeah, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, he did not make it, so he does get thrown back. Wiley, your turn.
You ever wonder, man, if we just got on this ship and maybe this is their ship and we just tried to kill this guy in his sleep? Something to think about. Are they still fighting over there? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
I think I'm okay with killing him in his sleep.
I don't know, man. I'll have to think about it later.
She's like spewing necrotic bullshit. Anybody who does that, even in their sleep, had it coming.
I mean, he did blow up. So he's like a weapon of gross destruction. That's my turn.
I think it's one of the funnel heads. Stunned. Does it have to make a save again on its turn? I don't think so.
Nope, it just ends at the end of her next turn.
Maeve, your turn.
I'm off shooting.
Forgot to move Grungar.
Does a 15 hit?
No.
Well, that sucks.
Alita.
Okay. Ooh, 27.
That's a hit.
Okay, 15 damage.
Hey, these things explode. Watch out.
Oh, 15. That's not enough, is it?
Nope.
Okay, so then I'm going to do... Okay, so then I'll do the flurry of blows. So is that just a bonus action? And then there's another flurry of blows.
So you spend a key point and you can do 2 attacks on your bonus.
Instead of 1?
Instead of 1. I don't know if you get more. Let me look up here.
Or is it like I do the 1 as the bonus, and then if I want to spend the key point, I get another 2 of them?
You might get 2 at this point. What are we, level 8?
Uh-huh. Yep, 8.
The bonus, martial arts, your thing is a d6. We have 8 key points.
Well, that was a 14, so that first one did not hit. So I might need to spend that key point.
Flurry of blows. After you attack on your turn, you can spend 1 key point to make 2 unarmed strikes as a bonus action.
So I think it does probably just give me 1 extra.
You get 1 attack, or you can spend the key point and get 2.
Okay, so 23. So the second one hits. 8 damage. Okay, so then we're going to go do the open hand technique for the fall prone, because... I don't know. Can I push him 15 feet? And is that even far enough that if he explodes, it wouldn't get me?
15 would put him here. Yeah, you would be out of his... If he explodes, he'd over here somehow. Yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing that's the next thing he would do at 2 hit points. Or maybe he'd just charge me.
Technically speaking, there's several people that go before you, so maybe they can kill it by ranged. It hits nobody that way.
Okay. Okay, so let's just try the fall prone then. So it needs a dexterity saving throw, DC 14.
It's not. Okay, so it's stunned and prone.
Well, my turn is over, so it's no longer stunned.
Okay, fair enough.
Although, if I move away, would it get a...
No, not while it's prone. No,
okay. So I'm going to move out of range so that it can't, like, explode on me. Let's take Amir with me. Oh, I can't move him.
No, but 1, 2, 3. He's going to move out of the way, too. He's like, fuck that. Grungar, he doesn't have a ranged weapon. Oh, he has a javelin. And he'll throw a javelin at it. And he misses. Sticks out of the bed. Wiley.
Is there anything I can throw?
There's Amir next to you.
I'm going to throw Amir.
He's our friend.
Let's see.
Are there any rocks?
5, 10, 15, 20. Rump, charge! 18.
Yeah, that's, you get advantage, but yeah, that's a hit.
11 points of damage, then I'm going to go 25, 30.
All right, you're going to try to run away right after you punch him?
Yeah, I'm going to slash him with them claws, and then I'm going to take a quick step back.
So yeah, it starts hissing again. I did describe it like it had a delay to it, and you could walk away, I suppose. So yeah. Just go ahead and roll your strength check at advantage, unless you had more movement.
Nope, that's all I had. I got a 15.
What's Grungar's range? I think he's still within...
I think it's 20, isn't it?
Yeah, so you still make it. All right, we're out of initiative.
Boom.
We saw a few more of those guys coming this way, though, so I'm not confident that we're done.
They're gross.
Weapons of gross destruction was an apt description.
Yeah, bro.
Any of these things on the floor of interest...
It just looks like debris and random things. Can you point out what specifically you're looking at, or?
I don't know. There was something under Grungar that looked a little more interesting, I think, but.
It's a teapot.
I don't know.
I heal Amir for 23 points.
Nice.
I have a whole bunch of potions if anybody is in need.
Oh, this? The damage, necrotic damage on my burned flesh? I'm fine.
Sure. I have a full selection.
It doesn't hurt at all.
What can our cleric do about that?
Maybe we could do one of those infamous Alita hugs where you like smash them with a potion at the end.
Hey, you don't know about this yet.
14 hit points to Wily.
No, okay. I feel a little better.
Third level spell. Grungar stands over here and looks over the edge.
I fight my intrusive thoughts that are telling me to push him over. Just kidding, that doesn't happen.
Says it's definitely a drill.
What's it drilling to?
Says I can't see far enough.
Well, good talk.
I'm gonna go see what else is over here. What are these things?
Is that a toilet?
You think so, yeah. Well, I mean, your character might not have seen a toilet before, but maybe.
It's a fancy chamber pot.
Do you think they poop out of those funnels?
That must be where all the necrotic damage comes from.
Because it didn't smell good.
Oh, what is the brain or whatever that is?
Yeah, not a brain.
Is Philip cool?
Oh, there's another funnel head.
Yeah, he's fine.
No, I mean, like, is he cool, man?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean, he just ate a brownie. He's got to be.
Does he partake?
Passed all our background checks. We were like, yeah, he's cool.
So me, Phil, and George are back here, you know, stuff.
Hitting the edibles a little bit for another short break.
It was a lot, man. We just had to deal with.
All right, so can I shoot the funnel head?
If you want to, yeah.
I don't want to get close to it, that much I know.
Do we think it's important to unplug it first? I guess we can just see what happens.
Maybe it won't explode after if we don't, I don't know.
Or maybe if we damage it while it's attached to the drill, it could damage the drill. That would be interesting.
So I got a 21 to shoot him.
I think strictly speaking, it'd be disadvantaged because it's laying down. Go ahead and roll your damage.
I can do it by the rules. I don't like it, but I can do it. That's okay, I rolled the same.
Na-na-na-boo-boo. Stick your head in doo-doo.
Did I get sneak damage because he wasn't expecting it?
I don't think you do on disadvantage, right?
That's true.
Oh, and the DM still wins.
6 damage in that case.
It seems to not care.
So we do have to disconnect it because it's got superpowers otherwise.
That arrow should have screwed it up.
You mean like it didn't cause any actual damage or?
Well, it's sticking out of him.
Oh, okay. So it did cause damage.
He's just not aware.
He just is unresponsive to the damage he's taken.
Well, let's keep shooting him.
Yeah.
Is that what you do? Okay.
What I'm saying, man, is like, this is their home, I think.
I mean, what, number one guy or whatever, he was talking about, what did he call them? Did he call them servants? Or, I mean, it sounded like they were stealing people and kind of forcing them to power their arcane drill. These people probably didn't come by choice, but I don't think they're people anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying, hey, it's kind of weird. I mean, I'm not saying let's not kill them. I'm just saying, you know, he says, yeah, think about these things to be an enlightened person. You should know that. I mean, you're like into the spiritual stuff.
Kind of seems like a thing that maybe we can meditate about later after we've killed them all.
It's a date, man, for sure.
I mean, I can brownies.
Considered asking them about it, but there'd be no way to do that.
I mean, he's got like an arrow in him now, man. You should just like take him out or something, you know? Like, he's bleeding over you.
They seemed kind of mindless too, kind of like drone-like when they were walking past. I was right there. My face was right there and they just walked past like they didn't even care.
Like, they almost damaged my chain pants you gave me. Like, no, that's not cool.
Chain pants.
Yeah, I don't believe in shirts, dude.
All right, let's shoot him dead.
Okay, I'm not going to make you roll it all the way through because it never responds to you. Eventually you... Sorry?
Does it explode when we're done?
I was going to say eventually you get it to death and it does explode and goo goes all over here and a concussive blast happens.
Is that different from the other ones?
No.
Okay.
So did if you leave them plugged in, it's at least easier.
Did it do anything to the arcane drill?
No.
So can I go around the goo?
you could,
I probably
yes.
Have a pretty good jumping ability, right? Let's pretend like I jump over here or something.
Okay.
I'm going to skirt the wall.
Parkour.
Yeah. Anything interesting over here?
Oh, I'm getting left behind. Here.
Another pincushion.
You see strange artifacts just laying around, just odd things. You do spot a couple books.
Like what kind of odd things? Like anything that stands out?
No, but there was definitely that toilet over here, for example, that a little strange. This little brain thing over there. Like things you've seen. It looks like a lamp over here. There's like a globe over here.
What does this brain thing do? Anything?
You think it's intestines as you're inspecting it.
Oh, that's gross.
But they're like mummified.
I mean, is it like medicinal properties or something? Or like, does it look like they made it into their coffee table?
Go ahead and do a nature check.
Oh, okay. I got a 17.
You think that those are elephant intestines?
I bet he never forgot when they took those.
He'll remember that day.
Elephant, huh? Like full-size elephant or like elephant dude like I met in the Feywild?
The full-sized elephant.
Oh, okay. I don't know that guy.
What about the books?
As you're inspecting the books, one of them looks like it mentions King Cecil, which was the dwarf king of Mauridville before it was Mauridville.
And I'll tell everybody that I think that coffee table is elephant intestine.
The coffee table?
Yeah, man. I don't know why they're using it as a coffee table. It's not my ship.
What language is the book written in?
Dwarvish.
So it seems like some things to collect and take back with us to the scholars we left behind. And then pincushion.
What is pincushion?
We also like to call them funnel heads, but they're pincushions once we are finished with them.
Okay. So you're attacking him?
Yeah.
Hear me out, Grungar. What if we do like attacks that we like predetermined attacks? Like this one's called pincushion. If we see a funnel head sleeping, we shoot him. It's just workshop.
You kill that thing?
It's like our playbook. This one's called pincushion. Yeah, we kill that thing and then it explodes and then, you know, the routine we've established.
Okay, so with the death of that one, this arcane drill does stop. I don't have the map for this, but it stops spinning. The whole room starts moving.
Uh-oh, we didn't think this through.
Did it get stuck?
Did what get stuck?
The arcane drill got stuck and then, like, we're spinning instead.
That's what I thought you meant, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, dude, that's what happens. When things are in motion, they tend to stay in motion. Whoa, that was smart.
For those of you with dark vision, you can see that you're going down. This whole platform that you're standing on seems to be lowering.
Uh-oh.
Amir, go blow in that hole.
The whole thing?
I mean...
My mouth isn't that big. You're calling me a loudmouth.
No.
He's calling you a strong mouth.
Yeah. Positive spins. I love it.
Eventually, the platform starts slowing down. And in the darkness that's rising up, you see what looks like a sandy room below you.
So if we were to go back to the stairs that we came in here, would we still have access to the hallway we left? Or are we like the whole platform is down?
The whole platform is down. And when you look up, you see a really long tunnel going straight up.
Could be a problem for the whole getting home thing.
What if we get to the end and we realize that the thing we needed, we had all along.
Each friendship. Other?
Yeah, friendship, man. Friendship.
Do you think this is enough people to like start a new colony? No?
I think so.
I'm going to say no.
Or we can just go to the beach. There's a lot of sand down there and there should be water.
What does it look like? Is there at all?
It could also be a desert.
You see like a sandy room in the darkness down below you.
A scalable distance away?
Yes.
Time to pull out our ropes.
I'm thinking so, because all we have here is the elephant coffee table and a bunch of necrotic guts, so.
I mean, we could probably use those as ropes.
I've got some regular rope.
Well, I mean, that's handy if you've got that.
I think our standard issue adventuring packs all have normal ropes that are not mummified.
I came here without armor. I'm lucky that you gave me chain pants.
We also gave you the black pack from Peter.
So I'm wearing a backpack and chain mail pants.
I mean, you got your own style.
I'm a glorious creature.
So you said you're going to scale down? Is that what's happening or no?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, unless there's like stairs or a door we could use. We don't need to be overcomplicating it, but you made it seem like we'd have to get down there the old-fashioned way. So I said you didn't have a map.
To show you underneath there.
Is that a treasure chest?
It is.
my time watching Indiana Jones tells me don't go straight from the treasure chest.
Yeah, we should probably like do an investigation or something.
Yeah, probably. Where's the-
I can't see a treasure chest on mine.
As you're moving, Alita. Yeah, because you don't have dark vision, I think, right?
I do have dark vision. 60 feet.
Well, let me change your vision then.
She's an Asimar, not a human.
Oh, okay.
My investigation is 16.
All right, Alita, you find as you're moving back to your group here, what looks like a skeletal hand sticking out of the sand. Investigation of what, Maeve?
I got it.
Oh. Or I'm sorry, was it Alita that was doing the investigation?
I guess we both are.
We just decided not to move too far without paying careful attention to where we're going.
Okay. So it looks like sand on the ground, I guess, with your investigation. I've not seen any traps sticking out of the sand.
There's a skeletal hand here, guys.
Yeah, it's about like here.
Should I dig it up a little bit?
Maybe. Might give us some clues about what's going on here. Pull up my archaeology pack.
Nice.
I'm kidding. I just have engineering tools.
Oh.
Was that elephant?
It definitely sounded like an elephant. I have cartographer's tools.
Sounds like you can get a nice fresh coffee table for yourself here, Wiley.
Gross.
Wiley might not know this, but it's going to be an initiative. This might be a next time thing, though.
So the elephants aren't nice here?
So Maeve, you can see as you're digging up the skeletal hand. I'm not sure if that's exactly what you're doing or not.
Uncovering it anyway, yeah.
You hear that sound and that elephant comes out from the darkness towards all of you. And you see skeleton archers sitting on top of it. And it's going to be charging at you.
The welcoming party.
What's in this other corner?
Other corner of this?
Yeah.
Looks like a treasure chest.
Oh, another one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, my initiative is 16.
Question for the next time. If I were to turn into a large beast that could fly, could I carry someone?
Probably.
Okay.
Thinking about flying back up?
Trying to see which one I like the most. Come on, George. We're getting out of here.
I can fly. I don't know if I could carry anybody with me.
I can turn into a giant vulture and I'd probably carry somebody and drop them on the back of that elephant.
You could definitely carry Amir because he's small.
Hey, Amir, here you go. Take out these skeletons.
I mean, we know he's good at piloting all sorts of things, so he can definitely pilot an elephant.
Definitely.
Can I get an initiative roll from Alita and Wiley?
I got an 8.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. I got a 9.
So you were uncovering the skeleton just as this was happening. You find a hand axe on it that looks magical.
Who uses that kind of weapon?
A hand axe?
Yeah. Is that your kind of weapon?
I can use a club, a dagger, a dart, a javelin, a mace, a quarterstaff, a scimitar, a sickle, a sling, and a spear.
But not an axe.
But not an axe. My hands are my weapons. I make a little claw on them. Wow.
I don't think hand axes are my thing either, because they're strength-based.
So maybe Grungar?
Well, he is strength-based.
Something he could throw, also.
It could actually be useful for climbing.
Who picked it up, specifically?
I don't know. Alita and I are both uncovering the hand.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we've actually picked it up yet, have we?
Depends how much time we have until the elephant is upon us, I guess.
I mean, I guess I can pick it up if you want me to. Now I'm wary. She's check this out.
Tell me who picked it up and when. Where did it touch you?
That's cool. 1d6 slashing, 3d6 damage against dragons. Huh. Counts as finesse for sneak attack.
Oh,
that's pretty. And you can throw it.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
We're going to fight a dragon. Oh my God.
It's fine because now we've got a dragon slayer axe.
Well, if I learned anything about anything, that's all I had to say about that.
So we probably need to hand this over to Grungar, though, because he's the one who can use this, right?
Well, it's finesse, so actually I can use it.
Oh, okay. Would you like it then?
Yes. I don't know if I have time to grab it from you before the elephant gets us, though.
Yeah, basically you see it coming out of the darkness as she's holding it up.
How big is the elephant?
It's huge.
Oh, it's a huge creature?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if I turned it into a rhino, I couldn't, like, charge it back?
I mean, you could, yeah.
I mean, it's a large beast, this rhino.
I should add that this is a mummified elephant.
I know where your guts went.
Oh, we should have destroyed those guts.
Since it's phylactery.
We should be suspicious anytime we see mummified anything and just kill it with fire.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, are we going to have to make it back up there and take that out just to actually take out the elephant?
How big is this cavern that we're in?
So I think the people with dark vision can see, but it's about 70 feet wide or tall and 60 feet wide.
Okay. Oh, 70 feet tall, you said?
70 by 60, yep.
Okay. I mean, like, the ceiling is 70 feet up?
Oh, hi. How tall? It's about 15 feet, you would say. It varies.
All right.
So we could... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say this is probably a next time fight, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What were you going to say?
I think it's a...
Well, we could easily get back up there and take out the intestine then, because that's just 15 feet back up.
Have I seen dinosaurs before?
Have you seen dinosaurs? I don't... Maybe in the Feywild, yeah. Oh, if you're talking about the tunnel that goes up, that's much longer than 15 feet.
No, I was just wondering if I can turn into a flying creature and do, like, dive attacks and stuff.
Well, I mean, you could be a raven.
I mean, then I'd be never more.
Yeah.
Elephants are scared of mice.
I turn into a mouse. A mummy mouse. Dude.
All right. So does anybody have... nature. Yeah, you have nature, don't you?
I have nature.
I have nature also.
Okay,
nature.
There's religion.
Nope.
I have hella survival.
This is what you're up against.
Ooh, it's pretty sweet.
The other thing you've noticed as you're walking around is that this fine sand down here is very difficult to walk around on. It is going to be counting as difficult terrain.
Wonderful.
So does this have anything about we can't kill it until we've killed its intestines?
So this would be like a servant mummy. It's not likely to be like a mummy lord where it has like a phylactery and would come back over and over and over. So you just kill this thing once and it's gone.
I'm going to cast spike growth in its path.
On your turn?
Yeah, my turn.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't rolled up their initiatives or anything yet, so I don't know. Let me see what the war thing is. 14.
Oh, it beat me.
Minus one is 13.
130.
Yeah. Well, it feels like it was kind of a chill session. I hope that was okay.
Yeah.
I hope George and Philip can handle their stuff, is all I'm saying.
So far, they've been handling their stuff and ours, so I think we'll be okay. Yeah, I think the session was more chill because the background music and, like, the design were really, really, like, lulling me to La La Land. It was crazy. How to fascinate me, apparently, is that swirling design.
And cheese.
Cheese and the swirling design, I'm a goner.
This is something I haven't asked in a while. As I've been doing all the podcasts, going back and trying to redo them and stuff, I've noticed that there's some things I've stopped doing. One of them is asking for input from everybody on where they would like to go, what they would like to see next, things like that. So on anybody's mind, is there some place or something you would like to do next session or coming up anyways in future sessions?
At some point, doesn't have to be now. We got to meet a minotaur.
Okay.
Oh, it's a minotaur.
Was there anything else that people had on their mind before I say something about that?
No, nope. I don't have any specific requests or whatever.
Nothing for Wiley?
He's too new, man. He's just going with the flow. He invited himself on this trip and he's living it up.
He's just happy to be here?
Yeah. He just wants to be part of a team and grow. He's just happy to be here, man.
So I kind of was thinking about doing Alita's backstory some. So I started throwing in little things here and there to kind of hint towards it. But it was pointed out to me that every time I've completed somebody's backstory, their character disappears somewhere.
I know. I was thinking I'm the only original one now.
And you're also the only one I haven't done a backstory on.
So it's a gentle threat. You can do your minotaur, but don't leave.